This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sarah. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Set up this extra point.
It's time for the extra point with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
What do you make of this take on the Bears' possible running back situation from Cleveland radio station 92.3?
Are we ready to say goodbye to Nick Chubb? A silence came over the room. Are we ready? I'll ask again.
Are we ready to say goodbye to Nick Chubb? It seems like it's over.
I got to tell you guys, maybe I shouldn't say it because it's going to kind of cast a pall over the room. I heard he is kind of getting close to another team. It happens to be in the NFC North.
Clarify that?
No. Not any further. All great things got to come to an end. And
why do you think it had to come to an end in this situation, especially this year?
I hope that I do. I hope he comes back. I really do hope, but it's looking more and more unlikely that both sides are kind of ready to move on, it seems to me.
Reaction to what we just heard there from Cleveland Radio 92.3.
Sounds like Cleveland Radio is getting ready to say goodbye to Nick Chubb, who has had injury issues. You're concerned about those if you're the Bears or any team in the NFC North. I can't imagine another team in the NFC North being interested in Nick Chubb. The Bears have a running back need, and he is a running back who could be available, who's also putting out videos of himself, I think, on the gram. That he is. Why do you snicker?
Why is
Ruthie snickering when
on
I say
gram.
The gram? Well, on the gram.
I'm rubbing off on you.
Yeah, it is. So, but he's looks in shape. Whether it's Nick Chubb, whether it's J.K. Dobbins, whether it's Breece Hall, you can insert an accomplished NFL running back who might be on the move. Yes, the Bears should be interested. Yes, the Bears have a need. Yes, they do need to add him to the mix because for this offense to work effectively, most effectively, you need a dual threat at running back. And right now, with apologies to Kyle Manungai, who might be that guy, he isn't yet, and he hasn't proven himself yet. Let him develop, get a veteran, have the play action passing game working because the running game is a threat. So, yes, Nick Chubb on the move. I'd be okay with that because you have to take chances here, and that would be a risk.
Yeah, you need a little thunder, right, to go with some lightning. But the question is, can DeAndre Swift provide the lightning? But, like, we don't talk about Roschon Johnson anymore. Why is everybody forgetting about Roschon Johnson? Is this a tell that they don't like Roschon Johnson? Is this a tell that Roschon Johnson is not bouncing back like they had hoped he would bounce back from injury? But, yeah, I mean, in Swift and Chubb, they were teammates. Weren't they in the SEC at Georgia?
Ooh.
Weren't they in the same backfield together?
You might be right.
So there's a little bit of that, too. So, I mean, I'm not against it. And this guy, you want to talk about a guy, if you're into squatting, like all you see on him on social media is him going into the rack with 600 pounds on his back.
So he could squat with Ben Johnson?
Oh, yeah. He could, yeah. What is it?
425.
Ass to ankle?
405.
Or ankle to ass? What is it with Ben Johnson?
Yeah.
He said it. I'm just repeating it.
Oh, gosh. For the right price, why not? If you think he's healthy and you think he can contribute and be the guy, then bring him. When you look around and you say he's getting close to a deal with the other NFC North teams, I mean, Lions don't need a running back.
Nope.
Vikings don't need a running back.
Nope.
Green Bay doesn't need a running back.
No.
So, okay. Process of elimination. I think don't forget about Roschon Johnson. Don't forget about Ian Wheeler. And don't sleep on Kyle Manungai.
Don't sleep on Manungai. He might be the guy in time. That would be fun to say.
I think everyone's rooting for him.
It might be more fun to hear people mispronounce his name for a couple years before
we might be mispronouncing it.
We might be, but I don't think so.
I don't think we are.
I don't think we are. I think he's actually a very good project and guy you want to develop. But Nick Chubb is somebody who represents the type of help you need immediately. And if this is a running game that's going to function at the highest level, I would imagine Ben Johnson would welcome somebody like that. The connection with DeAndre Swift is one I had overlooked. But yeah, the former Georgia running mates in that backfield would be good to pair it together as NFL runners for the Bears. All right, that is the extra point. When we come back, we've been talking a little bit about Ozzie Trapillo and where he fits best. We'll hear what he has to say about that. Ruthie Polinsky is in for Mully. It's Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.